Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Edelman slashing across the field to the defense.
There isn't though. I'll feel fast.
And now, the Greg Hill Morning Show presents our weekly interview with a man known as Highway 11, Julian Edelman.
Time to lock and load, boys.
That is a milestone for Julian.
Laser focus! Laser focus!
Edelman comes down with a football. They're saying it's a catch.
Julian Edelman makes a move. Works his way in.
Watch it or don't. Whatever.
Touchdown, Julian Edelman.
Let's go now. We got our feet wet. We're going.
Look at Edelman break two tackles. And Edelman is home for the touchdown.
They can't cover me.
Never touched the ground.
It's unreal. It's insanity.
Julian Edelman off to the races. Julian Edelman. Goodbye, Edelman.
Boys, I got the need. The need for speed.
Sports.
Julian Edelman joins us right now on the Harbor One Hotline, and he is brought to you by Twisted Tea, the original hard iced tea, East Coast Metal Roofing, Fletcher Granite, your local granite supplier, cutting and providing granite to communities all across New England, right down to the curbs outside of your homes and businesses. And also, Julian Edelman is brought to you by Zooty. Build any apps that your company needs in a week. Just visit Zooty.com for details. Good morning, Bubs Edelman.
Morning.
How are you?
I'm well. How are you doing, Greg?
Well, I'm doing okay. I did notice on the social media that you are sending JE11 apparel to various guys in the league, and I haven't received a single item yet, so that's somewhat hurtful.
Those guys asked for them.
Okay. Well, consider yourself asked.
I mean, you got to do is ask. Prettiest girl in school never went to prom. Everyone's too afraid to ask, buddy.
Are you trying to become a global brand like TB12?
No. I don't know. I'm just messing around, man. Just worried about the 49ers and slanging a couple T-shirts.
All right. Well, let's talk about football. We just had Jason McCourty on, and I was after telling him I know that it's no excuses down there, I asked about the lack of practice leading into that Broncos game. Did you feel like that was a factor for you guys?
This is what we're dealing with. So, I'm not going to make an excuse. I mean, we got to play better. Individually, I got to play better. And I'm sure, you know, it definitely hurts probably, but that's 2020 for you. I mean, there's a lot of other people that have a lot worse than us right now, not being able to go out and practice. So, you know, I'm worried about the 49ers. And, you know, we got a couple days of practice. Hopefully come out here today and take advantage of this day and go into the weekend prepared and confident and ready to compete.
Julian, I know you're always looking forward, but after you have a tough loss with the team, do you do anything different as far as avoiding the media? Like, I would imagine you probably shield yourself from a lot of social media and news stuff in general just during the season to protect yourself. But do you do anything different after a loss because there's so much more chatter?
I've learned over the years, I mean, you glimpse here and there, but you get... You're on a conveyor belt almost of just like, all right, well, now we got another one. Like, our games are too important to sit and dwell on something, especially this early in the season where, you know, you're still trying to improve your team. You're still trying to find an identity. You're still, you know, plugging away, and you kind of just move on. That's what I've done over my career. That's what I'll try to continually do.
When you said conveyor belt, Greg thought you meant an all-you-can-eat sushi place. His ears perked up.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't.
You most certainly did.
No, I
saw you. There was a light in your eye.
No, I didn't.
With the soy sauce on the little lazy Susan?
Correct. Low sodium, though, right? Need that low sodium.
Low sodium.
By the way, just to deviate for a second, Wiggy just said that the Big Mac is the best of the quick service burgers, and you're a burger guy, so do you agree? Or are you In-N-Out?
I love In-N-Out. But yeah. I will tell you right now, as an American that grew up here in this country, you can never go wrong with a Big Mac or a McDonald's burger.
I do love the In-N-Out as well, animal style all the way around.
I mean, I love In-N-Out. I put them in different categories. Mm-hmm. But, I love a Big Mac. That sesame seed, I mean, all those artificial flavorings.
that special sauce.
Those pickles around a couple days. I mean, they're the best. Yeah, you can't beat them.
They're pretty good. When it comes to the trade deadline, which is approaching rapidly, do you push coach at all to go out and get some additional weapons on offense? Is that something you guys talk about? Is that something you feel like this team needs?
Are you out of your mind? Coach, about a personnel decision or anything like that?
Nothing.
In my life here.
Nothing. Do you think that's something the team needs? Would you like to see an additional weapon on this team?
Yeah, as a player, you sit and worry about things you can control and things that you can do to help the team, and you worry about guys that you have in the locker room. I mean, that's other people's jobs in the organization. But I'm confident with what we got and who we have. And, you know, it's still, you know, there's still a lot of football left here. So I'm not saying that we shouldn't be urgent by any means with how we play, practice, and prepare. But, you know, that's in someone else's hands. I worry about what I got to do as a player to come out and play my best football.
Julian, you talked about you wanted to play better. You feel like you got to play better. All players in the NFL, they always, you know, they're very critical of their performance, and they look for areas that they feel like they need to get better in, or they need to do things that maybe they just haven't done. What are some of the areas, like, specifically that you feel like you could do a better job at?
I mean, obviously, we got to catch the ball better. I think just focusing on, you know, the little details of each play and getting back to fundamental football. It's been a weird year, and your mind wanders here and there, and, you know, you practice it, you're not – all these things, these factors, I mean, you just got to – like, the best teams are the teams that are going to be able to focus on all those little – route details, play details, scheme details, and trying to play that to the best of your ability. Because when you start playing that, those little games, that's when you play your best football, at least when I play my best football. So I would say, just focusing, trying to control my ADD-ness and really go in and play football.
Josh McDaniels said this week that he needs to do a better job of getting you involved in the offense. Does that mean catching the ball or throwing it?
That's a question for Josh. I don't know. Whatever Coach McDaniels asked me to do, and and do anything I can to help this team.
Well, I there's a lot of people who suspect that you're injured. Ninkovich, your pal, was on this show yesterday saying that he can't believe that you're 34 years old and he was done at 32 or whatever, and and it's tougher to do it the older you get. So my question would be, A, are you dealing with something that injury wise, and B, which I'm sure you'll answer that, and then B, is it harder to play this game when you get to your near mid 30s?
A, we never talk injuries.
Right.
We've gone down this road for how many years we've been doing the show?
I don't know, 10, 12. How
long
something
you been?
Like how
long
yeah,
you been
here?
You've been here
how long you been here? 10 years?
It's been a while. It's been a long time.
Yeah, it's been a long time. I have to ask. If I don't ask the question, people text in and they go, oh, all you did was give Edelman softball. So I have to ask the question. All right, so we don't talk about injuries. Is it tougher to play it at your advanced age?
I mean, it's not easier.
Yeah,
it definitely gets harder. I mean, you gotta continually. I mean, a lot of things work even harder to get your body going each week, and I mean that's pro sport, and that's in any kind of facet of life. Ours is just accelerated.
Right. Did you ever think that you were going to play with Jimmy G as a starting quarterback?
Whoa, who is this? That's Curtis. I mean, we just throwing out randos now?
That's Curtis. Well, you know Curtis. He's a kind of a miserable guy. He thinks that this franchise is done once Tom Brady
left. Is he happily miserable?
Yes, he's happily miserable.
Is that what you call him?
Copyright.
Yes. Yes, I'm very happily miserable. But that 2016 season, you start the season with Jimmy G.
Go ahead, Curtis.
You start that season with Jimmy G. He goes 2-0 and then gets hurt. What did you see from him then, and did you think that you would at one point play with him as your starting quarterback full-time?
I mean, Jimmy was Jimmy. That was a while back. You think about it. I never really focused on, is he going to be my starting quarterback going forward, this or in the future. I was worried about the games that we had at the time with him, and I thought he did a good job. And Jimmy, he can play football. He's got that little gunslinger mentality. He's got that quick release. He's handsome. He's got it all. So I don't play against Jimmy G. I'll play against the defense. I'll be playing against, the 49ers defense. But it'll be weird and kind of cool to see him in my hometown uniform that I grew up watching coming to Foxborough.
All right,
to play us this weekend.
The Twisted Question of the Week for Julian Edelman is brought to you by Twisted Tea, the original hard iced tea and the ultimate day drinking beverage. Get some Twisted Tea for the games this weekend and keep it twisted. And a 617 texter wants you to rank that, even though you're on to the 49ers, they want you to rank that loss on Sunday when it comes to the losses that you have been a part of in your career here.
What are we doing?
I mean, is that the worst one? Is it mid-level? Are they all the same? I can help you out
Greg,
with an answer if you want.
The time has gone by and the games are over. They're all the same. We're on to the next.
I don't write the questions. They're the listeners. I mean, I don't know. I mean, what is just a, let me give it. You want me to help you out with the Belichick answer? A loss is a loss. They're all the same. A loss is a loss. We're on to the 49ers.
Your worst loss is your last loss. Yeah,
they're all in the rearview mirror. They all look the same.
I don't know if I hate losing more than I like winning. Let's just say that. And a lot, they're all the same. They're all just have this taste in the back of your throat that you learn you got to swallow. So
it's mac sauce.
All right.
Go move on. So,
all right, Bubs.
You know, we're just moving on, Bubs. We're all moving on. 49ers, San Francisco, Santa Clara, wherever they're from.
Yeah.
We got them.
We got you. McCourty got to the facility before you this morning, by the way. I think that's, I mean, is that like a fatigue kind of thing or an old guy, veteran kind of thing? What's the deal?
Nah, it's more of we have to change our protocols and what we can and cannot do at the facility with, I don't know.
Arrival times.
The routine is, no, there's a routines have changed. I can't, used to be able to get treatment through an outsource. Near the facility, now you can. So now you got to, I mean, there's so many rules. We can't even get into this.
All right.
You don't have to stagger your arrival times, though, right?
Huh?
Do you have to stagger your arrival times?
After games, we do.
Interesting.
Yeah.
All right. Well, get in there quick because there's about 5 gadget plays that have to be installed for Sunday. So get in there if you could get in there quick. All right.
All right. Thanks. Hey, thanks, Greg. Hey, Greg.
Yes.
That box is coming, dude. That box is coming. Don't you worry.
Okay.
It should be there before Hanukkah.
Is it the kind of situation like the European clothing where you get an XL and it's not really an XL?
Throw some double X in there for your boy.
You want me to text you the address or do you
Bro, know they don't make either of your sizes.
Nah, dude, we got it, dude. We're good. We got you. We got you.
Okay. I can fit that JE11 gear. Don't sweat it.
Double X. It looks like spandex.
That's all right. It's a style, Danielle.
I could run over to the house later if you want me to pick it up in person.
We're kind of in a bubble. You know, we're not.
Okay. All right.
Hashtag COVID, bud.
Just let me know. I got a couple. I mean, I got a couple things this afternoon, but I could blow them off. I mean, just let me know. I'll be waiting by the phone.
I'm not allowed to see outside people that travel everywhere every weekend to do things.
All right, Julian Edelman. Good luck on Sunday. We'll talk to you next week.
I'll see you guys.
All right.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week 1? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.